It is the biggest racing weekend of the year for Sonoma County, and it's happening, of course, at the Sonoma County Raceway. NASCAR is in town, full weekend of racing planned here, including the Carneros 200 NASCAR Pro Series West race. And that race will be Sonoma's own Rod Neeland, who joins us now on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Rod.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, but then again, I'm not driving a vehicle that goes over 200 miles an hour, am I?
Yeah, no, it's relative. Sonoma track is not going to be 200 this weekend. Each race is geared, the car's geared for each race for the appropriate track. So this weekend we'll probably hit 128, probably be our biggest mark down the back stretch, 128, 130.
Okay. Oh, I got to first ask by start by asking you, how did you get interested in car racing, specifically NASCAR?
Well, it's like everything else. Back in high school, I graduated from Sonoma Valley High School in 1985, and me and my friends, I had a '69 Camaro, which I have to this day, and I've been a car enthusiast. And I actually used to street race and drag race, and it was kind of dangerous, so I tried drag racing for a while. It was a little boring in between each session, so I. A lot of my friends in Sonoma back then, we all raced. I got in a dirt modified at Petaluma Raceway, and it kind of just escalated from there and went to Ukiah Speedway. And then I kind of made my home track basically for a while at Altamont Raceway, which is closed down now. Won a lot of races there in my time, and then I went from there to Southwest Tour, which is an abolished series that used to be this race this weekend. It was a lighter duty car, but really fast and twitchy. These cars are my car is actually a ex Nationwide Series car that we just redid last year, and I've had this car for 9 years. It's a lot of guys do new cars every year. You don't need to, you can freshen them up. Depends on what kind of budget you're on, but this car is a really good car. And getting back to your answer on getting in the cars, and it just escalated from there, and that's where I'm at now. It's been a long haul. I've been racing for 29 years.
Wow.
And been in this series 9 years.
Rod, now, the guys that race on Sunday do this as a living, and they make millions of dollars. If I have this correct, you run a contracting business, you're a firefighter for the Sonoma Valley Fire and Rescue, and you race cars. You do all of that at the same time.
Yeah, and much more. It's a crazy schedule in my life all the time. So on that note, I mean, as you grow through life, I mean, I can afford to do this racing because I do work every day just about for my goals to do this that I love. But the problem is I can't do as many as I used to because my time, I have commitments to my, as you said, I'm a firefighter for Sonoma Valley Fire and Rescue Authority for 32 years, and I've been in construction my whole life. My dad was a contractor. So, two full-time jobs. It gets kind of hectic, definitely.
Well, now, the big question is this. This is what I want to know. When you're just driving, taking the kids to school, or going to pick up some milk at the store, how do you drive around on the normal streets, Rod?
It's hard, depending what car you're in. If I'm in my Camaro, I got to watch what I do. Because even though you go racing on the track, you still comes out that you want to go through the gears. But no, it's all relative. I mean, you just got to use your best judgment. And the street nowadays, there's so many people, and they're so active, and so many things going on. From as each decade progresses, it gets more crowded. You got to just be used. That's why the racing's there, to get your oats out and do it on the track is what I would suggest. You know what I mean? That's the best and safest spot. These cars are safer than us driving up 101. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff in my career in the fire service, and I have to hand it to all these affiliations that have sanctioned racing. This car is, I feel really good in this car, and I have the best safety equipment out there, and that's where it's made to be, not on the street where, kids are playing or people are trying to go to work,
Well, that is definitely the good thing. And you're racing on Saturday, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, kind of go back to Sonoma Raceway itself. What I like about it is that it's not like the other tracks in NASCAR, at least most of the other tracks in NASCAR, where it's just basically an oval. It's an actual road course. Do you like Sonoma Raceway compared to the other tracks that you've been on? Where does it rank for you?
It ranks number one right now, because it's... dear to my heart because it's in my hometown. I always put it off for a lot of years. I mean, this is my this is our third year going out there, but I've always helped other bigger teams when I don't have the time to put together a program to go do a race. A lot of the bigger teams hire me to go and help them, and I usually do tires and stuff for them. So this is my best track. I have Roseville's another close track. They're all televised on Fox Sports Network a week later, usually. So the ovals, I'm still going to do ovals, but the car I got right now set up for this track specifically. I was hoping to run Miller Motorsports Park this year, but they took it off the schedule, so we'll see what happens next year.
Hey, Brad, what happens when you're going 120 miles an hour around a raceway driving that car and you have to sneeze? What do you do?
You just sneeze. You get it out. You got to get it out before you hit the next turn. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I would hope so, at least. Now, of course, you know, one of the biggest questions in my mind always when I watch NASCAR or when I watch Formula One or any other racing event is, how much does it cost to have these cars actually odd on track? And a lot of the times that question doesn't get answered. And I'll ask you, how much do you have invested in this current car that you have?
The car is the cheapest part, to be honest with you.
Really?
Most people can't just get into this cold turkey unless you got a huge pocketbook. It's taken me 29 years to get where I'm at. Every year you buy a tool or a piece of equipment, and when you get it all out this weekend, everybody just goes, "Holy Toledo!" You know, the cars, if you had to build the car new, I'd say about 150. That's not just the buying the car initially; it's the maintenance between each race.
Wow.
And even if, like last year, we didn't get in any type of entanglements or anything, the front splitter and spoiler got damaged, so I had to put a front nose on it and all new crush panels and freshen it up, all new wheel bearings, and because this track is really brutal on cars. Had to have the I bought a new tranny, a cup style tranny. So I got some affiliates back east from Yates Racing. They do all my motors, and so I got some connections that you can't get on the West Coast. So it helps me out, but it's expensive. I got a hauler, a 08 Freightliner, a big trailer, the whole nine yards. It just it sits most of the time. It's costly, but I have it so that. When we go to use it, we do everything right. The whole thing is, if you're going to go do it, you got to spend the money and do it right and have extra parts. And because when you're there, all the money's spent when you're there. And if one little thing goes wrong, you spent all that money and then you weren't prepared if you didn't bring the proper parts or have the proper people in hand.
All right, we're just about out of time here, Rob. But real quick, what is your car number?
My car number is 68.
All right, anybody going out to Sonoma County Raceway this weekend, especially on Saturday to watch the 200 NASCAR Pro Series West race, root first to the 68 car. That is Rod Nealon, who is joining us now on the KSRO Live Line. Thank you very much, Rod.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.